To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bar's been lowered again for NCEA and university entrance for the third year in a row. The government's lowered the threshold for UE, 14 credits down to 12. NCEA, 50 credits down to 46. Students can also earn learning recognition credits. Greater Wellington Principals Association Chair Kevin Carter is with us. Afternoon, Kevin.
Good afternoon, Heather.
We're dumbing it down, aren't we?
Well, no. I think we're being realistic in terms of the circumstances that we're in with, you know, record levels of students being out of school. There are real difficulties for people in terms of their qualifications. What they've announced, you one thing a little incorrect there. The changes to UE only involve one subject that they only need to reduce the number of credits in. Certainly 14 credits in each of two of the UE subjects and 12 in another one. So they're certainly in line with what they've done in previous years, over the last 2 years.
Kevin, it seems to me that a decision had to be made, and this is not about the excellent students or the middling students. This is really about the students at the bottom of the scale, right, and about whether we wanted them to have some qualification or whether we wanted them to go out into the world, into their futures, without absolutely anything at all. And the decision was made, yep, dumb it down a bit, give them something to take away, right?
Well, I wouldn't use the dumbing down phrase, but certainly it's actually across the board. So they've even reduced the number of credits required for merit and excellence as well. But it is in keeping with the times that we're in. And the level, the fact of the matter is, kids are not at school as much as they were, and attendance rates are significantly lower across the country and, in fact, across the Western world.
Yeah. Kevin, thank you. I appreciate it. Kevin Carter, Greater Wellington Principals Association Chair.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.